Welcome back, everyone. We're diving deep today into covenants. We've got a really interesting set of sources to unpack, some academic excerpts, theological discussions, and even some, well, some pretty intense biblical stories.
Yeah, we're going to look at covenants from, I guess you could say, different angles, like how they function, what they tell us about, well, about loyalty and commitment and, you know, kingship.
And then we'll even tie it into the coming of Jesus. You know how these deep dives work, right?
Oh, yeah. We'll pull out the most interesting points and try to make sense of it all.
That's the goal. So we're going to be looking at a study of Jonathan and David's covenant. We have an analysis of, you know, the Davidic covenant.
And then we'll wrap things up with a sort of a broader look at the concept of covenants with a little help from the theologian Schreiner.
Okay. So to kick things off, let's start with Jonathan and David, shall we? Mm-hmm. We talk about a powerful example of, you know, loyalty and brotherhood.
Right. Their story's a classic. You have Jonathan, this prince, who chooses to support David. I mean, this is a guy his father literally sees as a threat.
Talk about a tough spot.
Oh.
His dad is, of course, King Saul, who sees David as a rival for the throne.
Right. Yeah. But Jonathan goes ahead and makes a covenant with David anyway.
He promises to protect him, even if it means, I mean, even if it means risking his own claim to the throne. I mean, that's huge.
That is huge. It really is. And, you know, this whole story, it really highlights something Schreiner points out as key to understanding covenants. It's this idea that they're rooted in relationships.
And promises, right?
Absolutely. Promises, even when the word covenant isn't, like, explicitly used. I mean, look at how Jonathan and David act toward each other. It's a covenant in action.
It makes you think about, you know, what loyalty really means. I mean, would you go that far for a friend?
It's a big question. But it sets the stage for, you know, seeing how central covenants are in relationships, especially in the Bible.
Right. And that brings us to, I guess, the big one, the Davidic covenant.
Yes, the Davidic covenant. So this is God's promise to King David that he will have, well, an enduring dynasty, a lineage that'll just, you know, keep going forever.
Sounds pretty straightforward, right? God promises a dynasty to David. End of story. But I have a feeling it's not quite that simple.
You got it. There's a bit of a, well, not a contradiction, but a tension here.
Mm-hmm.
Our source points out that the Davidic covenant has both unconditional and conditional elements to it.
Okay, unpack that for me. Unconditional and conditional.
So on the one hand, God's promise to David that will stand no matter what. It's unconditional. But the well-being of the kings in that lineage, well, that depends on their obedience to God.
I see. So it's like a parent saying to a child, you know, I love you no matter what, but your choices have consequences.
Yeah, that's a great analogy. There's this really powerful quote from the source. It says, the dynasty won't be removed from David's house and the covenant will finally be fulfilled. But individual kings who transgress will not experience blessing.
Wow. So the promise is there, but actions still matter. It really makes you think, you know, how often do we see this same kind of tension between overarching promises and individual choices?
All the time, right. I mean, think about our commitments in families or in our jobs, even at, like, a national level. It's a dynamic that plays out on all these different levels.
It really does.
Yeah.
But to really understand the significance of this, I guess, you have to look at how it all connects to Jesus.
Right, because ultimately, the Davidic covenant, it finds its fulfillment in Jesus.
He's a descendant of David, right?
Yeah.
And establishes a kingdom that, well, that's supposed to last forever. So that connects back to the promise of an enduring dynasty.
Absolutely. In fact, the source points us to a very specific passage in Luke 1:32-33.
The angel Gabriel.
Yeah, the angel Gabriel appears to Mary and announces that, you know, Jesus will inherit the throne of David and reign over this everlasting kingdom.
It's like a direct link back to that original covenant.
It is. And, you know, through his perfect obedience, Jesus becomes the ultimate king. He fulfills the covenant in a way that, well, no earthly king ever could.
Right. But Schreiner, he wants us to think about covenants in an even, I guess, in an even bigger way. He argues that they aren't just about, you know, redemption.
Yeah, that was new for me, too. I always thought redemption was, like, central to the whole idea of a covenant.
Right. You think about, like, God making a covenant to save his people. It's a very common way to think about it, I guess.
It is. But Schreiner uses examples like the Adamic covenant, you know, the first one way back in the Garden of Eden. He says it's about relationship
between God and humanity.
Exactly. It represents a commitment, a bond, and that's what covenants are really all about, you know?
So they can exist in all sorts of relationships, not just religious ones.
Precisely. So I'm curious, how does this change your thinking about, you know, the agreements and promises we make? In our own lives, I mean.
Wow. That is a really great question to think about. You know, this whole deep dive, it's really given me a new perspective on things.
Me too.
We've seen incredible loyalty, the complexities of God's promises, and then, well, ultimately how it all finds its meaning in Jesus. It's a lot to think about.
It is. But it brings us to a really important thought, doesn't it? If covenants are all about relationships and promises, well, what are the unspoken covenants we're participating in right now?
In our own lives, you mean?
Yeah.
What do they say about, you know, what we value, who we are?
Exactly. Something to ponder.
It is. Thanks to this deep dive, it's been, well, it's been eye-opening.
You're welcome. Always happy to explore these ideas.
And to all our listeners out there, keep thinking, keep exploring, and we'll catch you next time for another deep dive.
See you then.